isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. And Saturday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Yeah, so the CDC announcing yesterday that if you got the vaccine, you're not going to transmit the virus. That was the stupidest thing Dr. Fauci has said at any point during this whole thing.
I was just going to ask if somebody's alerted old man Fauci. Remember him arguing with Rand Paul?
I'm sure he's a good dude, and, you know, he's got one job in life, to make sure nobody ever gets sick, ever. But when he came out, when people were starting to get the vaccine and said, well, you could, we don't know yet, but you could get the virus in your nostrils. And even though you've had the vaccine, you're walking around with it in your nostrils, and then you breathe, and out it comes. And people are like, what? I suppose that possibly could happen? And Rand Paul beating him up there on the House floor the other day about, there's no data to show that's happening. Why are you trying to scare people? Well, and the CDC thankfully announcing yesterday, no, that doesn't happen. Of course, it sounds ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Well, and as Rand made the point so clearly, that wild kind of speculative, you're carrying it around in your nose thing, we're going to fundamentally alter and shut down American society based on that? I mean, we are way, way, way past a presumption of liberty into a permission society where you do nothing, you get nothing, you say nothing unless the government permits it.
Well, how about L.A. County? Maybe the most locked down county at various times in the entire country. I don't know who would beat it. And by the way, that, of course, celebrating all night long with UCLA upsetting Michigan.
Durr.
One of the four play-in teams.
Yes. First or second time ever. One of the worst is now going to compete in the Final Four.
Yeah, something.
Not the worst, the least likely.
But so the state of California announced yesterday that L.A. County can go to the orange tier from the red tier, and L.A. County said, we're going to wait a week and make sure. So even though the state is being overly cautious this whole time, said L.A. County can open up, they said the L.A. County announces, we're going to wait a week, and we're not sure. We'll check the numbers next week.
Wow.
Your restaurant. Sorry, you could go from 25% to 50%. They're going to hold off a week. Just.
I know a lot of my more fiery colleagues believe that this is the lust for power.
I don't know what it is.
I think some, it may be that to some extent. I think it may be hyper-cautiousness to the point of, hey, these people don't like liberty. They find it threatening. So I suppose in that way, it's extra evil. To me, I just think it's politicians thinking, the only thing I'm going to be judged on is COVID. If the economy just goes down the crapper, everybody will say, well, that wasn't their fault. That was the COVID. So really, I have only one pitch I must hit, and that's keeping COVID deaths down. Probably should have gone with one shot I must hit since we're in the middle of the, you know, March Madness. Some more good news. The good folks at Pfizer, I'm a Pfizer guy. I think you J&J people with your one shot, you're kind of wussies. Me, I'm happy to take two shots to beat this Chinese disease. Anyway, Pfizer announced that their vaccine safely protects kids 12 and older 100%. studied a couple of thousand kids, vaccine 100% effective in protecting against symptomatic disease. Never mind hospitalizations, which almost never happens in kids, and deaths, which just, it's vanishingly small. It's like a turtle attack. So 100% effective among 12 years old and older.
I wasn't happy to hear about this, actually, because I happily will get this as an adult with no worry, really. I'd rather not have my kids get it if I could avoid it. So I was hoping that it would never be available to the kids and that the pandemic would end without the kids having to get it. I just, young people are a different thing. It hasn't been around very long. I'd rather not. Now, I wonder, are the schools going to make you get it before they'll let you back in?
Oh, my
gosh. Certainly a possibility.
Oh, they have a new excuse.
Yeah.
Well, all the teachers and staff are vaccinated, even though that's not necessary. We have our new ventilation system and our new seating chart and our new everything else. But the kids have not yet been vaccinated.
Private schools have been open for a year without anybody being vaccinated, and it's been no problem.
Right, right. But we're going to hold out a little bit longer, unless, I don't know, maybe there's another $100 billion out of the kitty. Oh, my God, it's evil. On the other hand, this is not evil for once out of the New York Times. They are, for some reason, maybe it's because Biden's in the White House, or I don't know. They're doing some really solid, even-handed coverage about fear-mongering versus encouraging reality with the vid. They mentioned that the news has been largely positive the past few months. Cases, hospitalizations, deaths have fallen sharply from their January peak, but infections are rising again, Jack. The U.S. has averaged 65,000 new cases a day over the past week, a 19% increase from 2 weeks ago. That puts the country close to last summer's peak, though still far below January levels. So it was kind of a peak, but not the peak last summer. But, well, they say the numbers make clear the pandemic isn't over. It may get worse in the next few weeks, but there are still strong reasons to be optimistic about COVID's trajectory in the U.S. This is where the New York Times, the old gray lady, and there may be hope for, not much, but a little. Here's where they separate themselves from the utter lying bastards of CNN, MSNBC, and Yahoo News, and the rest of the Yahoos. They mention... Times science reporter, a more contagious variant is spreading, and that's got people concerned. They mention relaxing mask rules, Americans behaving less cautiously. Oh, I should mention that specifically. Some mayors and governors have continued to lift restrictions and mask rules, and we'll get back there in a second. And vaccinations have not yet gotten the country near herd immunity. They mentioned the British variant. The increase is not distributed equally. New York and New Jersey have been bad and are not getting better. And Michigan's cases are rising at an explosive rate. Well, wait a minute. Those are all places with serious lockdowns and mandates. Well, so explain that for us.
So I've been into this book. I haven't read it, but I've been listening to this podcast when this guy wrote this book called The Hidden Half. And it's about how much we don't know about things. We don't know a ton about a bunch of different things.
Economy, what I don't know could fill a book. That book, apparently.
Economy, health, all kinds of different things. There's more that we don't know about most things than we do know, but we pretend we know all the time. Why can't we ever say the market was up 100 points today? Could be any of a thousand reasons. Who knows?
Or a mix of a dozen, certainly.
And the COVID is on the uptick again. 30 states, it's going back up. We don't really know why. Could be a lot of different things.
Well, yeah, just go ahead and say, interestingly enough, the states that are the tightest locked down have the worst case increases in the last couple of weeks. Just go ahead and say that. And they're not that honest, but they could be. Anyway, so they do some of the reasons for caution. They go on quite a bit. There are still a number of people who can get infected. But they say the success of the ongoing vaccination drive should keep deaths and hospitalizations well below any peaks. Many of the people at the greatest risk of severe illness have been inoculated, which means new cases are likely to be concentrated among younger and healthier people. And there are more reasons to expect the state of the pandemic to improve as summer approaches. More and more Americans will get vaccinated. The arrival of warmer weather will let people spend more time outside where the virus spreads less easily. And that's the main message of it. The most at-risk people are that percentage, and fully vaccinated is a fairly low number, but it's significant. It's like a third of us have some degree of vaccinated immunity. And that third includes virtually everybody who's at high risk. And so you got a bunch of spring breakers getting the vid. As we were discussing yesterday, you could almost say they are self-vaccinating by partying in Miami. Well, that was violent and crazy and crime-ridden, but they're partying with their friends. They're getting drunk and having committing acts of love they regret in the morning or whatever. But they're getting the COVID. More than half of them never realize they have it. Some of them get the sniffles. Almost nobody gets seriously ill, and then they have immunity.
So if you're trying to have a good time, just come no matter what.
Yeah, everybody that's a good point there, ma'am. Everybody who's tutting and then, the young people, they're ignoring the lockdowns. They should be congratulated for self-vaccinating. And hell, I remember 6 months ago I was pitching the idea, and I don't know, I was just asking loud, maybe the best thing in the world would be to hide Granny and Granddad, hide the immune compromised, and tell the young people to go crazy.
Certainly possible.
It could have saved trillions of dollars. And who knows how many suicides and undiagnosed cancers and the rest of it.
So I've been watching how the news channels are handling stuff, your network news, and some of them are leading with the Matt Gaetz congressman sex thing and then pivoting to the Biden infrastructure thing. Others are leading with the infrastructure thing, trying to be journalists telling you things that matter, like the fact that the government is discussing another $3 trillion to go out the door, all under the guise of we have to do it now because of COVID.
But as usual, most of it not being applied to the purpose that the bill would seem to apply.
No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So we should definitely talk about that more later. They're expecting full stadiums for the 2021 NFL games. Full stadiums.
Excellent. That means the second half of the baseball season's got to be the same.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Full stadiums. How does that fit in with Dr. Fauci the other day saying, and if things go well, kids could be back in playgrounds this summer? The NFL is going to have full stadiums they're planning on for next
year. Right, at the end of the summer. He's just full of crap.
He's just very, very cautious. Very, very cautious. There's a new kind of bear cub that isn't afraid of people. It's a weird illness that bears are getting that make them not afraid of people.
That's not good.
Do they wear little hats and carry picnic bags? I don't know. What
else? Dead bear is a dead bear, Jack.
But a bunch of different stuff on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, everybody. Armstrong and Getty here. And if you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again.
That is how quick and easy it is to set up a security system from SimpliSafe.
It's the kind of thing that is so easy to do. You can do it during a Netflix binge or watching the game or listening to a certain radio show, if you like.
SimpliSafe is incredibly easy to customize for your home. Just go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong, and you can easily choose the exact sensors you need or get help from one of the experts.
It'll get to your house in about a week, which means by this time next week, you and your whole family can go to bed knowing your home is being guarded.
It's easy to assume everyone in your house already feels safe, but they might not, and it's worthwhile to talk about it.
And SimpliSafe is a small, easy step to make sure everyone feels safe at home. So go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera.
You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Redding Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's Godzilla.
Are you Team Godzilla or Team Kong? The question splitting families apart is Godzilla vs. Kong hits theaters and streaming. And star Brian Tyree Henry, who's Team Zilla, says tensions were high on set.
I'm not trying to say that it was like West Side Story, but it was kind of like West Side Story. Like, because, you know, like you had Team Kong that was like, oh, you know, we want to get out of Middle Earth. And then you got Team Godzilla's like, well, we run the Earth. So, like, what's that you claim?
Godzilla vs. Kong is in theaters today and streaming on HBO Max.
Yeah, I don't think it's splitting families.
Who ordered a load of crap? Somebody order a load of crap?
Pretty sure my kids are both rooting for King Kong in this.
Oh, it's anti-Asian bias.
But movie,
anti-lizard bias. Either way, it's hate speech.
You can stream the movie starting today, although it's a school night, so I don't know if we're going to get to it or not, but they've got it on their calendars, so we'll see.
Let's see if you have the same reaction to this review that I had. In Godzilla vs. Kong, a giant lizard and a giant ape fight, and that's the best thing we can say about it. If you're expecting a halfway intelligent script or a set of human characters who act like thinking beings, you'll be disappointed.
I wasn't, and I'm not.
Yeah, no, this sounds awesome.
My understanding is there's a gigantic ape locked in fisticuffs with a monster lizard. Is that correct?
Yes, and at one point they're doing that while standing on an aircraft carrier.
No,
yes.
It doesn't need to be like that Red Wheelbarrow poem I read yesterday. It doesn't need to have a bunch of deep meaning.
Eh, boy. The Biden administration believes the government should be running the economy. Stay tuned.
So are you familiar with these OSHA violation TikTok things that have become so popular? I've got on a thread yesterday, and I couldn't stop. It was really quite amazing. But we live in a world where, you know, safety first, so a lot of people are getting in trouble. But the people at work, various kind of, like, you know, tough man and woman jobs, are doing crazy dangerous things and then putting them on TikTok, and they became kind of like a challenge all across the country. And you got different kind of construction people doing different things and just, you know, hopping on stilts on beams high up in the air buildings. Or I saw one where a guy is sitting there with his hard hat on, and another guy comes behind him with this ginormous piece of equipment with a bucket on it, and the bucket goes down and right behind him and lifts up his hat and takes it off. Just stuff like that. Or people swinging from ropes from various things.
Wow.
But now they're losing their jobs and getting fined for OSHA violations.
Oh, God.
And I understand you don't want people screwing around too much, but I think we lose something as a country and a society when we don't allow the kind of people that get into those kind of jobs to do that sort of thing.
To have a little fun, because they know what the point is. They're that good, and they're that brave, and they're not afraid. That needs to be reined in. That needs to be squashed, obviously. Safety at all times. Boy, it's interesting to see the strapping young man, the hardy, the beautiful young woman that this country was, turn into just a hyper-cautious, kind of bitter old man.
Yeah, I got a text from someone I know who works in construction, and I'll be very vague because, man, he would get in crazy trouble. But he is talking about how the HR department just rules now, and so many people get turned into HR, and there's always these battles over this and that. And he said back when he started, there were fights all the time because it's a high-pressure, manly, you're all worked up sort of thing. And there would be fights regularly, but they would just get over it, and then they would go about, and he said 99.99% of the time, you just get over it and you continue to work together and it was no thing. Mm-hmm. But now, every tiny little conflict of any kind ends up in HR, and it's making everybody nuts.
Oh my God.
And there's more pressure and dislike among people now than when they actually used to throw punches over things.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Right. There's no release valve.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Just let your recriminations fester and then have bureaucrats deal with it and write you long emails. Perfect.
And there's no way to codify that. There's no way to handle that from a law rules sort of way. You just have to have a culture that can deal with that.
Yeah.
Because once you start making this the sort of offense where you could get fined or docked or whatever, well, then it just gets out of hand.
Yeah, there's been another weird move, and I think this is part of the fat, bitter old man face of America, where just everything must be dealt with by the authorities.
Right.
Everything should be handled to the bureaucrats. Do not take the law into your own hands. Do not settle it there in the work site. Let the bureaucrats.
So if you had two guys getting a fight back in the day, and a boss came and was like, hey, knock it off, we're not going to have any of that around here, and they go back to work. But now you handle it that way, and then somebody gets hurt at some point and says, well, there was an incident, and he didn't take it to HR, and that didn't happen, and that's why this. And, you know, it just ends up into a giant lawsuit, so the bosses have to treat it that way, too, because they get sued. And it's just, I don't know how you untangle this. I don't think you can, actually.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, this should come up today. I was walking Baxter yesterday, and there's a new house going up in my neighborhood, and we were watching some of the guys do their thing, and boy, this guy had this enormous plank out on, like, just the edge of the roof, and he was bent over and turning around to get it in place, and I'm watching him going, oh, careful, son. But he did it. He was fine. He got it up there, whack, 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 put the big plank up on the fascia, and it was just let's be that country. Guys who want to be that guy, let them be that guy.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi. My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Prediabetes is a serious medical condition that puts you at high risk for type 2 diabetes. But now, North Carolina residents with prediabetes can enroll in a free or low-cost National Diabetes Prevention Program. Get started now at joinaprogram.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'm not the only person on screen right now who's been falsely accused of a terrible sex act. You were accused of something that you did not do, and so you know what this feels like.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's Representative Matt Gaetz on with Tucker Carlson last night, trying to drag Tucker Carlson into his mess somehow.
Oh, lying creep.
It's a messy mess. It's not clear what sort of mess it is right now. It's a crazy, twisted quilt of accusations and counter-accusations. We talked about it last hour. We'll talk about it again. Play some of the tape.
Is Tucker going to follow up on that tonight or let it go?
I don't know. We were talking in the commercials about there were a couple of times during the interview where Matt Gaetz tried to get Tucker on his side, to take his side. You know what it feels like, Tucker. And then you went out to dinner with me and her. You remember her? And Tucker's like, no. And so if it turns out that this guy is dirty, and I have no idea if he is, and he was trying to suck Tucker in, Tucker will turn on him, I believe, and end him politically.
But something.
More on that to come. It's allegations of trucking around an underage girl and all sorts of craziness.
Also, we'll talk a little about the George Floyd case and that trial. Andy McCarthy of National Review, his headline was, "Never ask a question you don't need to ask. Chauvin lawyer gets clobbered by witnesses' gripping testimony." If you didn't follow it yesterday, it was an interesting day.
Huh. Yeah, I watched a great deal of it. I'm looking forward to hearing that analysis to see what I think of it. But the Wall Street Journal, it's a shame that they have a paywall that's like, Trump's wall with Mexico or the Great Wall of China. I mean, you're either a subscriber or you can't read the stuff. There's some great analysis posted recently by Jacob Schlesinger and Andrew Restuccia. About the headline is Behind Biden's Big Plans, Belief That Government Can Drive Growth. And it is a sprawling article, and it hits on a lot of great stuff, including the basics of it. The Biden economic team is pushing a multi-trillion-dollar proposal to be rolled out starting Wednesday, less than a month after that $1.9 trillion stimulus, which, of course, followed on the heels of the previous, what was it, $2 or $3 trillion stimulus. Just insane levels of government spending. But also, what they put the accent on is that this legislative Godzilla, or King Kong if you prefer, seeks to give Washington a new commercial role in matters ranging from charging stations for electric vehicles to child care, more responsibility for underwriting education, incomes, higher paying jobs. The administration has laid the groundwork for regulations aimed at empowering labor unions, restricting big businesses from dominating their markets, prodding banks to lend more to minorities, less for fossil fuel projects, all while federal debt is currently at a level not seen since WW2. Long story short, it all marks a major turning point for economic policy. The gamble underlying the agenda is belief that government can be a primary driver for growth. It turns, you know, the philosophy of both parties since 1980 on its head and re-embraces LBJ and FDR.
And it's going to happen, or it's already happening.
Well, yeah, parts of it are going to happen. There's a fair amount of opposition among, Republicans, it's everybody. There are a number of moderate Democrats who are really uncomfortable with this stuff, and there are quite a number of attorney generals who say a lot of it is unconstitutional, again, echoing FDR and LBJ. Going to raise taxes significantly on corporations, which means you're raising taxes on everybody, and higher earners are going to get absolutely hammered. A lot of economists are warning of
creating too much demand when it's not needed, too much money flowing in the system, wild inflation, as Kevin Hassett, who's now at the Hoover Institution, puts it. He's an economist. The laws of economics can't be repealed. And it's interesting in reading this analysis in the journal, the strategy, and you're going to see this starting, I guess, today, big time, and it'll be trumpeted by the alphabet networks, is they're appealing to a combination of fear of climate change, a lot of young, woke, progressive stuff, the income inequality thing, which we've pointed out is to a large extent fictional when you figure in taxes and government benefits. It's going to mix in racial stuff like crazy. And the other argument that really intrigued me is they're going to say, in fact, let me see if I can scroll down to this. It's so long. Plans for selling the administration proposals lean heavily on fears of losing out to China's model of state-driven capitalism, a concern that resonates across the political spectrum. Our ancient president said recently, China is out investing us by a long shot because their plan is to own the future. So we're going to try to out-China China. I didn't see that coming.
I was surprised when I heard that they expect all this stuff to be part of late third quarter legislation. I thought they were going to have to strike faster while they aren't as hot and everybody's in a money doesn't matter mode. We all might come to our senses by the time you get to the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, I think this is a lot less dependent on a COVID sell. This is more about restructuring the economy and achieving those things I mentioned, mm-hmm. and restructuring America to make it, we're going to build back better. That's that sales pitch. Now, they mention, as if it's just another point of view, that critics of big government projects have long argued that bureaucrats are less skilled than market forces in allocating resources. That's one way to put it. Central planning ruins economies, it starves people to death, and it stifles economic growth and innovation. It's a horrible idea. God, I hate it.
The most interesting thing Biden said to me the other day in his press conference was when he talked about timing and how presidents that have been successful understand timing things right. And he would understand that better than practically anybody after 40 years in the Senate. Of understanding, you know, when the mood is right to get this to go through or that mm-hmm. to go through.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He might be utilizing, you know, that knowledge and experience to make all this happen.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And they are going to pitch this in the wokest way possible. And anybody against it is going to be portrayed as a racist and a climate denier. And or a greedy, money-grubbing conservative who just wants to keep all of the pie. It's going to be brutal.
And we'll see what the polling is on it, because votes often follow the polling. And if it polls really well, some of those people that are hesitant to pass it might change their minds.
You know, I read a great piece. I have it handy here somewhere about it's a think piece. From the Dispatch. It was written by, John Hart. It's a great piece on how the GOP can reverse the progressive advance. And maybe I'll share some of that with you coming up. It's really good stuff. And the fact that, you know, this guy writing for the Dispatch has to toss it out there, and the Republican Party itself isn't going hardcore in this direction. It's about messaging. It's about painting a picture that the American people can understand, giving them an enthusiasm for what is good, instead of merely grumbling about what is bad or just trying to get reelected and fundraise. You know, there are times I think the Republican Party has lost its spirit for actually governing the country, actually making America great.
So I mentioned this. Here's the payoff, and it's weird. Some black bear cubs, and this is in California where there are a lot of black bears,
it's necessary to bring race into it, I'm just asking.
Have been exhibiting uncharacteristic, overly friendly dog-like behaviors, and scientists have no idea why.
Hashtag pet bear.
I do need to get one of those. Mm-hmm. Maybe Biden should get one.
Bear friendly?
Can't be worse than Major the Dog. Department of Fish and Wildlife.
It's my comfort bear.
The Department of Fish and Wildlife. Choose one, either fish or wildlife. You can't do both. You do a bad job of both. said that last month they picked up a small female black bear with this kind of behavior from Pollock Pines, which is up in the mountains. I used to live there. The young bear, which was underweight, had moved into a residential backyard and was comfortable around people, picking up apples and eating them in front of residents on their patio. What would be freaking cuter than that? A baby bear sitting on your patio eating an apple.
I'd assume Mama would always be incredibly cute, but I'd assume Mama's right on the other side of the hedge ready to tear off my leg.
Wow, that'd be cute. That'd be my best Instagram picture ever.
You go take that picture of Leo DiCaprio.
Your second best. Your best was the one that accidentally got taken as the bear ripped your arm out of its socket.
And beat me with the bloody stump.
The bear, for some reason.
Capturing the pictures the whole time.
For some reason. The bear did not respond to people yelling or clapping, and at one point it jumped into a housekeeper's open car trunk. They said this is not normal bear behavior, and scientists actually don't have any idea why bears are acting like dogs.
Hmm.
I'll have to look into this. I mean, into me getting a pet bear.
No.
I wonder how the pugs would react. Like appetizers.
Yeah, by being ingested.
In one instance, a bear walked into a classroom and sat in the back of the room just like a puppy dog.
What? Hold on.
This is going to end bad.
It's some sort of virus they think the bears have. Interesting. Dog-like behavior in bears. Or they've just been domesticated like dogs, you know, wolves to dogs, bears to pet bears.
Yeah, but bears are 400 pounds and have fangs that can rip out your liver.
But they got cute little legs.
Little bear cubs sitting on my couch next to me eating an apple. Or a pug.
Oh, man. Sure.
I think it sounds fantastic.
I've seen cartoons. I can keep Honey around the house. It'll be fine.
Yeah, Honey, the alligator's getting a little big, but he's so friendly.
We...
Signed Backyard Tiger Guy.
We got to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd case. Joe's got more on the trillion dollar package that's going to go through.
We have to work our way back to Matt Gaetz. There's just too much to get to today.
Absolutely. Come on, Tucker. You've been accused of being a sex criminal weirdo, just like me.
Whoa, what?
Why did you say that?
Armstrong and Getty.
I come from cattle people. It's what my dad did for a living. Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty. I grew up on steaks. You've ever wondered what makes Omaha steaks so good? It's the aging process. Omaha Steaks ages their steaks at least 21 days because that's when the magic happens.
You need to try these mouthwatering steaks in the Butcher's Best Sellers Grill Pack. It's four of their iconic and fork-tender Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons, four ultra-juicy burgers, four savory pork chops, desserts, and much more.
Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Armstrong into the search bar for 50% off special price on this Butcher's Best Sellers package. Plus, you get four more chicken breasts and four more of those delicious burgers free.
Now, this is the last week of 50% off, and you're going to love the quality. We love the quality of Omaha Steaks, and it's a family-run business, and they're such nice people. It's a pleasure to do business with them. It's even better to eat those delicious steaks.
Yeah, no one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks.
OmahaSteaks.com, keyword Armstrong. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword Armstrong.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-9336. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-9336.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the visible river aquarium, caverns exhibits, parrot playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar.
Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale coming up on Saturday, April 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. California native and climate acclimated plants from all around the world. Time to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Got a whole heap and helping of the Derek Chauvin trial coming up. There's just Chauvin. I hear it different ways by people that should know.
Chauvin.
It was a heck of a good day for the prosecution, I think. But anyway, stay tuned for that. This just came across. I was following Tim Sandifer's Twitter, and he tweeted this out. So, you know, a whole bunch of states are getting stimulus money out of that $2 trillion package, in theory, because they were damaged by COVID. But, like, California was doing pretty well, and a lot of states that were doing pretty well during this, they got a ton of money. And some of the money that states were getting because they're doing poorly is not because of COVID. It's because they're just doing poorly, and they have been for years. And they're upside down in all kinds of pension costs and all this.
They're mismanaged,
stuff.
Yeah.
They're mismanaged states, and now they're being bailed out by all the other states and taxpayers, and they get to continue to be mismanaged. It's very angry.
Because there's a Chinese bat fever.
You know, fit this in with that or not, but a Forbes magazine out with what L.A. lifeguards make. In Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah.
The top paid L.A. lifeguards earned up to $392,000 last year. Yeah, you heard right. Lifeguard making almost $400,000 a year. Being a lifeguard in California can be unbelievably lucrative. If only we had known, many of us would have packed our bags and headed to California for a career on the beach. The auditors at OpenTheBooks.com found that lifeguards make a fortune in L.A. County. Seven lifeguards made more than $300,000 last year. 82 lifeguards had total earnings that exceeded $200,000.
Wow.
82 lifeguards that make more than $200,000 a year.
That is just unreal. And pensions, too, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there is. Just, you know, I could get into the specifics, but...
Yep.
That's stealing from taxpayers. I don't blame the lifeguards. I wouldn't say no to it either, but good
Lord. Yeah, absolutely.
Lord.
It's absolutely theft. Oh, the highest and lowest
Thanks
tax states.
Thanks for taking
states.
My money, asshole.
Sorry to interrupt you there, darling. The highest and lowest tax states, total burden coming up. You might find it interesting.
And the same government that's paying lifeguards $400,000 a year when you could get young, fit people to do it for way less. I mean, way less.
Sure, but they wouldn't vote for you every election.
But the same crowd that is throwing out money like that is, we've got to raise taxes. We have all these homeless people. And then you come up with a plan for the homeless people, and it costs $500,000 a year to build a shed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And these are the choices government makes. These are the things government does, how it funnels resources to its cronies, how it bails itself out, how it becomes its own most powerful lobbyist. And the Biden administration wants to route more and more and more of the economy through the government. It is such a scam. It is such a crime. Free markets have vaulted humanity.
But come on.
Vaulted us to health and prosperity.
There's nobody left, right, or middle that thinks lifeguards, 82 lifeguards, should make $200,000 a year or more. There's no way. Nobody thinks that's good.
It's not like the payroll of various city governments comes out or universities or whatever, and you got 275 deans of diversity making six figures. Just insane.
Important case in front of the Supreme Court today about amateur athletics in the NCAA. Speaking of Los Angeles, UCLA beat Michigan last night. 11 seed beat a 1 seed, headed to the Final Four.
A play-in team goes to the Final Four.
But in front of the Supreme Court, at stake is nothing less than college amateurism as we know it. Late last year, the Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments in the suit which contends that the NCAA is illegally capping education-based benefits. If uncapped benefits are allowed, Alabama could conceivably purchase new cars for their top players. Somebody probably already does. If they live on campus as transportation, it would be deemed essential for them to get to class. This would be ways to get around all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
The plaintiffs, a class of athletes, say limiting such benefits violates federal antitrust laws, and they claim the NCAA is engaging in monopolistic behavior. Probably because it is. If the NCAA wins this case, you're going to see them push back, and they would have the highest court in the land protecting their amateurism by law from antitrust scrutiny. It's a green flag to keep doing what they're doing, which is making tons of money, and players make nothing, and they act like it's amateur athletics, and that will continue.
Yeah, there are some things in sports, as a sports fan I can tell you, that were quaint and kind of anachronistic and made it good for the fan,
mm-hmm.
but they're indefensible. It was like back before free agency in baseball, I'm old enough to remember how a guy had come up from your farm system, you'd root for him as a raw rookie, then he'd get skilled, he'd get better, and blah, 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 and then you'd have tears in your eyes when he retired, and sometimes your team would suck for decades, but... just the players didn't move around. You're rooting for people, not a uniform, not a pile of laundry. You know, and it was, in a way, it was better.
As a fan, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, different bunch of guys wearing a shirt every single year. Who cares? Well, I still love the game, but.
And college basketball was way better before they went to the pros as 18-year-olds or whatever.
Right, yeah, you had to do 4 years. It was better for the fans, but it was indefensible.
Telling an 18-year-old who's got a talent that is very valuable in the marketplace that they're not allowed to go get a job is ridiculous.
Right.
In the United States of America.
It's un-American.
USA Today estimates that $250 million in legal fees have been spent already just to get to this point in the Supreme Court. This is the battle that everybody's been waiting to have. It's not an argument about whether or not the college athletes can be paid at all, because they currently are getting some money, but it's whether or not athletes can be paid unlimited amounts. And it might go the direction of, okay, maybe that'd be the best way to do it. Let's just quit pretending and hiding it. Just, you know, the rich colleges give nice cars to the best athletes out in the open. It's the way it works, and skate through class. That's what we're doing anyway, so.
Well, can they pay them $5 million a year?
It said unlimited. Oh, they pay coaches that kind of money.
So it's like AAA NBA.
It would sound like it.
Which it kind of is anyway.
How that fits into your particular university that maybe you only care about as an education facility. I don't know how that works out.
Right. Well, that's all a little bit phony anyway, to a large extent. Yeah. Sure. Well, wow. Okay. You know, there are some things, like I say, they're kind of nice, but when you get down to brass tacks, you just can't really defend them.
Maybe that would make college basketball great again. The best players would stay in college, make a bunch of money, become giant superstars, be on TV all the time.
Yeah, or maybe you end up with 75 NBA teams and college sports just becomes an amateur thing for guys who like to play basketball.
There you go.
I don't know. I have no idea. Great pitch for how the Republican Party can regain the momentum and capture the American people's imagination, plus more Matt Gaetz madness coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.